Of all the places where virtual worlds technology is generating so much buzz, perhaps the most excitement comes in the area of education, especially distance learning.
Hello, I'm Major General Irv Lessel, and welcome to My Base. My Base is a virtual learning environment designed to support Air Force recruiting, training, education, and operations. It provides the means for airmen to rapidly access the knowledge they need to make effective decisions and perform assigned tasks.
That's a clip of the U.S. Air Force's second life presence called My Base. Larry Clements with the Air Force Future Learning Division at Randolph Air Force Base in Texas recently told the Federal Consortium for Virtual Worlds Conference here in Washington that My Base represents the first step for the Air Force into melding 3D virtual reality environments into his agency's training regimen.
My Base public exists in Second Life. And I wanted to show you the map where we're sitting. This is Coalition Island, which Linden Labs has placed there as a center point around which some of the military services will be gathering. The entire section from here over this section is the Navy undersea warfare folks, and they are here today. Be sure and visit with them and talk with them about their presence in Second Life. TRADOC, the Army, from here all the way up here, this is all Army, TRADOC, and they are also here today. Be sure and talk with them. This is My Base Public that we can be happy to give you a tour of this afternoon over in the area there. This is My Base Zeta, the gaming area that Evelyn Milton will be happy to talk with you about. These two areas here are the original Huffman Prairie and Huffman Prairie Omega. Here's the new Huffman Prairie Chi, where Air University conducts global learning forums and does magic things.
Clemens outlined how virtual worlds fits into the Air Force's next generation educational efforts.
The implementation plan that we have has five primary focus areas in instructional design to include updated learning theory that can help take account for the opportunities in the 3D environment. Our knowledge systems, our virtual environments, mobile learning and simulation and gaming. The Advanced Learning Technology Demonstrations, ALTD. Air Education and Training Command as a headquarters has stood up a new future learning division with new manpower slots and new funding. They're very serious about moving forward in how we train and educate our airmen. Part of the funding program is in the advanced learning technology demonstration area, where we will be able to fund proof of concept studies with emerging technology, and some of these have already begun. We're just getting underway and hope that there will be many opportunities to collaborate with universities, collaborate with vendors on the proof of concept studies as we move forward.
Improvements in graphics plus advancement in the amount of bandwidth available to applications mean that one day virtual worlds technology could be used to extend high-level 3D learning and education anywhere in the world for just about any kind of job or task. Professor Tony O'Driscoll, a virtual worlds expert from Duke University, uses a cinematic reference from the 1980s to describe how immersive 3D will change the Internet as we know it.
I think we're moving into the era of the Immernet. Not the Internet, but the Immernet. Those of you who ever saw the Tron movie will know what I'm talking about. Those of you who didn't, you're younger than me, or older than me. But in Tron, there's a scene where this game player was a very good game player, and the computer sucks him in. He goes, ch-ch-ch-ch. And he goes in and he plays the games, and there's one line in there that says, man, it was so much easier on the other side of the screen, which was articulating that how, when you were sucked in by the computer and you're inside the environment, things are actually real and authentic and challenging. And I think that's what we need to take in terms of pedagogy, start to take advantage of what the affordances of this environment.
That's Duke University Professor Tony O'Driscoll reporting from the National Defense University in Southwest D.C. I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.